We are starting Peidal at Halacha Vav. Today we're going to do the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Tulam Hagadelum Beperis Boin Memuchubar. Bugs that grow on fruit that are still attached to the ground, Choshek Kisharvetz Al Haaret, they're considered that they grew on the ground, Vasar Afa Pishle Pirish. And those bugs are also even if they didn't leave. I mean, until now we've been talking about bugs that came on when the fruit is off the ground. They have to leave their habitat, they have to leave their ravise where they grew originally. And now we're telling you that if it grows on the ground, it doesn't have to leave the place where it was born. But, Mechaber says, v'hu, shirichesh. But it has to have been that it once did move. Meaning, even though it doesn't have to have left its original habitat, it does have to have moved something. It has to have crawled a little bit. Avatoloyim hanimtsoyim b'poilim b'afunim tachas haklipa. If you find bugs that are in beans, and they're underneath the peel, v'aklipa mashacheres alayim b'chutz, and the peel is covering over them, so they can't, they're not coming from the outside, they're inside the bean, and when you pull off the peel, you see underneath it the bug, whatever that means, some kind of a bug, so the din is mutarm. Because they're in a place where it's tight, it's not possible for them to move. They're not called, that they walked on the ground. If they didn't crawl, then they're not considered to have been sharetz al aretz. And if they find on the stalks, then because they have places to move around. If they find on the outer part, it's fine. But if they're stuck inside the bean where they couldn't possibly have walked, then they're awesome. Okay.
Now, however you find it, that's how you have to take down. That's what.
Yes, we're going to talk about that in a second. Okay, we're going to talk about that now. I'm not reading to you the Ramah, and I'm going to tell you what the Ramah holds about this in a second. Okay. I'm not reading you the Ramah because that's going to be for a different time. But for that's what the Mechaber said. Okay. A bug that's on thing that grew attached to the ground is usher, even if it never left its original place where it was born, but it has to have crawled something on that fruit. Okay, so the...
Now, there's no difference on the ground or on a tree, right?
What do you mean on the ground or on a tree?
Attached.
Yes, okay, now, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk where all these halachas come from, we're talking about bugs that are on the ground, the Pasuk says, v'chol hasheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz. Okay, so if we would read it, well, I don't know if we would have read it originally, but once we know this rule that it has to crawl, we would have read is even a bug that's on the ground has to crawl also. Like we would read that it's not also until they crawl. The Gemara says, it's the Gemara in Samos and Beis, says a whole bunch of drushes from this pasuk, and the Gemara comes out like this. Everybody agrees that if an insect is on the ground, physically on the ground, or he's on a tree that's attached to the ground, on the bark of like the what do they call it? The trunk of the tree, that, or the branches of the tree that are attached to the ground, everyone holds that bug is also, even if it didn't move. We learn that from the word v'chol hasheretz hasheretz aretz. V'chol tells us that even if it's on the ground, even if it never ever moved, it's also anyhow. Okay, that's the first thing. Next thing is, now there's a question in the Gemara. What happens if the bug was on a fruit that's attached to the tree that's attached to the ground? Okay, it's not on the ground, it's not something that belongs in the ground, it's not ground or trees that are permanently part of the ground, it's on the fruit that's on the tree, that's on the ground. Is that also, does that also have the din that it's usher even if it doesn't move at all? Or no, it's only usher if it moves? Okay, that's a question in the Gemara. Next, not a question, it's 2 days in the Gemara. Okay. Next is, some hold that if a fruit is even off the tree and a bug grows in it, it's also usher if it didn't move. Okay? That's not the din. Okay? We don't pass like that. We've seen it till now. If it grew in a fruit that's off the tree, we don't pass like that. That we hold, that's a question we want. Also, we pass it on that list that if it was off the tree, then it has to leave its ravise. It doesn't have to just crawl. Not only crawling, it has to crawl out of its ravise, go, let's say, from one fruit to place else. We had all those dinim before of how you consider to have left your ravise. Okay? So, to ensure, we have, if it's on a tree, it's automatically usher. If it's on a fruit that's completely off the tree, it was sitting on the ground, it was not attached at all, then it's not usher until it leaves ravise. What happens if it's on a fruit that's on the tree? Then it's a question. Should it be like it's on the ground and it's usher automatically even without moving? Or is it considered like it's this in between that as soon as it crawls it's usher, and if it doesn't crawl then it's mutar? Okay, yes.
How do you know if you find a blackberry and you see a bug on it now? How do you know where that bug came from? Do I look at it as now? I said never left the fruit.
Halacha Zayin. That's Halacha Zayin. Okay. That's an Halacha Zayin.
Raisins.
Okay. That's an Halacha Zayin.
I'm looking at blackberries.
Okay. Okay. So now, the Mechaber does not bring, I don't know, doesn't, I guess it's not in the Ged, the first halacha. The first thing the Gemara says that everyone agrees that if it's on the ground or on a tree, then it's for sure. So he doesn't bring that in. We don't see him bring that in. We saw the dinim about if it grows off the ground. We had that until now. The halacha is what happens to if it came in off the ground. And our halacha is being makel about the fruit that's on the tree that's on the ground. The Mechaber is saying that if it's on the fruit that's on the tree that's on the ground, it's not usher until it moves. It doesn't have to leave revise, but it has to move. Because it has to have moved within that fruit, and that's to make it usher. Okay, that's what the Mechaber holds. The Rambam, which I didn't read to you, the Rambam, in then the halacha, seems to say, it's pretty strong, that he argues on this Mechaber. And he holds that even if it's on a fruit that's on the tree, it's also even if it never moved. Okay, if it grew in the fruit that was on the tree, it's also even if it never moved. Now, there's a question what the Rama means when he says that. I know we didn't read the Rama, we don't need to, but it's a question what the Rama means. In the Dakimosha and the Gra sound like they hold that the Rama completely argues on the Mechaber. Again, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The machlokes, it's 2 days in the Gemara. Does it need to have moved? Or does it need to move on the fruit? The Mechaber says it doesn't. It needs to move, and the Rambam says it doesn't need to. That's the truth is, but if you look in Teres Chattis, the Shachan Taz brings this. Teres Chattis says you should be machmer l'chatchila. That's how he says. He doesn't say you should be machmer. He says you should be machmer l'chatchila, which is to say, if you have the fruit in front of you, you should take the bug off. If you already cooked it in your food, and now there'll be no way to get the bug out without making your food usher, then don't worry about it. Okay, it's just the Teres Chattis says it like that. The Shach seems to favor that. The Taz is not so happy with that. Okay, so it's a question whether the Rambam means to be machmer l'chatchila or he means to be machmer even b'di'evad. I mean, it's not like
it has to be rechish alive, obviously.
Rechish
moving out of this place, not alive.
Right, no. Rechish means alive. Yeah. Sheretz, yes, correct. Okay, and so I told you the Taz and the Shach are. Talk about whether the Ramah means to really be Machmir or only be Machmir l'chatchila, and there's a number of Daki Tshuvas about how to be Mitzar of this Shita to any different Sfeikas. There's a whole bunch of Daki Tshuvas about whether other cases we say, well, since it didn't move but and it was on the fruit, that may be a suffix for all kinds of Negev. Okay.
Where does the
Machmir
get the feeling for the difference between the Rechisha that's necessary and leaving the Revisa? Is that the Gemara?
Yeah, it's a Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara says that.
So I'm sorry, the thing cool.
Yes, thank you. The Gemara says if it's on the tree, no question. Right. On the trunk of the tree.
Why is the difference in if you're considering it, like the shell is what is considered mechubur or is considered
No, it's a question of the drushes. It's a question of drushes. Okay, how we darshan it. Well, it's darshan this way, that way. Okay. So the if you remember way back when, I'll just slip this in, way back when in Halacha Aleph, we talked about whether a bug should be a barrier because it's not osur mitchilas briyosoi. Because we said it's not osur until it crawls. Okay, so now we banged into bugs that are osur mitchilas briyosoi. Okay, we have, according to the Ramah, who's being machmir, to hold cup for a second. Yeah. According to Ramah, who's being machmir, it says if it's on a fruit that's attached to the ground, it's osur even if it never crawled. So that's a bug that's osur mitchilas briyosoi. It's osur as soon as it's born. There's no question that's osur mitchilas briyosoi because even without crawling, it would be osur automatically. It grew.
You look at the cocoon that it was beforehand, or the egg that it was beforehand, right?
That what?
Because at that time it was mutter, so we talked about
it. As soon as it became a bug, the bug is usher. So the question people said is, well, if a bug is not usher until it crawls, it's not usher until it's grossed, because for the first 10 minutes right. It was mutter, and then it became usher. So we talked about it then, but I think according to the Ramah, it's going to come out that these bugs are going to be usher until it's grossed, and, but what's not only that, but it's significant is that many of the riots that people brought, that you see, we bring Gemaras that show that a bug is a barrier. They say, oh, if a bug is a barrier, but it's not, that must be that it's osur mitchilas briyosoi. You could, many of those riots you could answer by saying it's talking about a bug that was on a fruit that was attached to the ground. When it doesn't need to grow, when it doesn't need to crawl. Maybe every Gemara that mentions that it's a barrier is talking about a bug that's a barrier because it was a bug that was found on a fruit that's attached to the ground. A bug that's attached to the ground, according to the Ramah, doesn't have to crawl. So it's not a lot of the riyas that you bring that bugs are also, in other words, now I find a bug that's not attached to the ground, would I say it's a barrier? Maybe it's not a barrier. Maybe those bugs are not barriers because they're not awesome. Only when the Gemara says that it is a barrier, it's talking about the kind of a bug that was born attached to the ground, which is not far-fetched. I mean, a bug that's attached to the ground, that's not a far-fetched case. That case would be awesome with Kielis. Maybe that was too far. Complicated.
What about the bee larvae? The
what about it?
Okay. How are we passing on that? Is it attached?
I would say yes. I would say it is attached to the ground. But I'm not sure. Okay, anyhow, so now, what I told you until now, aside from this nafkamina for Asim Tchias Brasim is, maybe it's a little too complicated, doesn't sound very practical. Okay, what are we talking about? What is this? I'm giving you what sounds like the Machaber is giving a very theoretical case. You have a bug, it's on a fruit, and it never crawled. Like, what does that mean? Anyway, but...
You said you have these beans, you can eat the bean.
So, okay, so if you have a bean, okay, if you find the bean that has the bug inside, you're going to call it the bread, so that's an afternoon. Okay, yes, you have an afternoon. We have a more exciting afternoon, okay? Yes, it's called citrus scale. Okay, if you, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Citrus scale.
It's a new drink out there made by Pepsi.
No, it's not. Okay. And it sounds like what we're going to see is that this thing called citrus scale seems to be an exact example of what the Machaber says, but of course, not everybody reads that, as you can imagine. Okay, what are citrus scale? Okay, citrus scale is, it's a group of bugs, of insects. Okay, I'm using the word citrus scale. It really doesn't only go to citrus, but it a lot has to do with citrus fruits. They come to olives, you know, their cousins attack olives, and some of them go on leaves, but the Darakal, they go onto citrus fruits. What they do is like this. This bug makes its way onto the citrus fruit. He sticks something called a rostrum. Okay. It's a feeding tube, like a piece of hair, like a feeding tube. He pokes it into the fruit, okay, and he parks himself there for good. He never leaves, okay. He's got his mamash's oil mahasas right there. Everything he needs is right in the fruit. He sticks his nose into it, and he never leaves. Okay, the bug never leaves. While he's parked in there, he excretes a waxy substance out of the top to protect it from anybody else. Okay, to protect him from being eaten or whatever it is, by attacked by the weather, so he gets covered over his back by a waxy substance. Some of them, we'll see in a second, mix into that wax, they molt their skin, and they throw that into there also. So they get covered over by a protective, usually it's round, but lavdavka, usually a round covering over themselves. So they're protected. The outside, no hit them from the outside. The food is all inside, and life is good. Okay, they're stuck in there. Okay, and they're called scales because they look like little scales on the fruit. Okay.
Wax looks like scales.
The outer wax, right, which with time becomes black, and sometimes it's black because they smoke some of their skin, ends up looking like a black thing.
The bug's still there?
It never leaves. It doesn't leave forever.
Is it the outside of the fruit, though?
But you can't see it. It's buried underneath the wax.
Right, what you see is the wax. Mm-hmm. What you see is the round, like, little...
It's not there, the bug's in there.
I didn't see this. If you're looking at a citrus scale, yes, then it's a bug.
Yeah. Wax there, then the bug's underneath.
Yes, okay. Now, it's not... discoloration. Discoloration of a fruit, you can't get off. Okay, but citrus scale...
Wash it off.
You can't wash it off. It's stuck on. Peel but it. You can peel it off. Okay, you can peel them off. And again, I brought you some. I went to the food store this morning from Ted's, and we'll see in a second. Okay, well, afterwards we'll do show and tell.
That's right.
Okay?
There for an hour looking at the oranges.
That's how I said.
And telling the tomatoes.
Yes. Okay, so it seems to us, if you look at it, you say it's like this. I found the bug. I have this bug. Okay, here's a citrus scale. Okay, here's one, I think. Okay, here's one. That bug that's in here came onto the fruit attached to the ground. It's sandwiched in between a cover on the top and the fruit in the bottom. Okay, the Machaber said if you have a fruit and the bug cannot leave, the bug can't move. You don't need a pen. You can see it.
Okay. You know that it...
Yes. You know so I don't that one. Might be
here. I have.
That's why I said...
These are... This is
it's a
know that it got out well.
That's the thing underneath. That is the cover. That's the
shell, the shield that he put on top of himself.
All these
okay. And now he's
destroyed him. That's what it is.
Okay, no, I don't know if it's this. Okay, now. So, it seems to us it's an exact example of what the Machaber says. Now, it's on the outside of the fruit. We'll get to it in a second. What we care about. Okay.
I know what we care about because he uses lemon
juice. How did it get in the first place?
Okay. So,
you think it got out when it was attached.
It does come out when it's attached. Yeah.
Well, wait a second. I got some, right?
Okay, now. So now, the argument against it is, that the...
Like
young,
against what?
So, according to what I'm saying to you... Okay. So, what I'm saying is, according to the Machaber, that bug is awesome. If you want to take a bite out of your orange, you can take a bite out of it. Because... It's mutter. According to the Machaber, that should be...
What? What about noses? Where was this bug
okay.
born?
So why is it mutter?
Wait a second. Where was the bug born that the Machaber was talking about? The bug that...
Born in there.
And this one?
Daily McPay.
Daily McPay.
Daily McPay. grew up over there. It was born there. I was an egg or something, okay. Generation, whatever you want to call it. And it grew over there. But on this thing,
Tana.
Have you built one away this evening?
Tana, I got my tweezers in. Hold it a second, guys. Just take it easy a second, okay? Now, the insects, when they come, when they get on, how do the insects get onto this thing? Okay, their first stage is called an instar. I don't know why it's called that, but their first stage is called, they are called crawlers. Okay, and the reason why they're called crawlers is because underneath that scale that you saw over there, okay, the mother scale, okay, mommy scale gives birth to 10 or 15 babies, okay, live ones, underneath there. They all fit underneath the shield. And then all of them crawl away, find another fruit to land on, which could be 6 inches over. They go someplace else. They park them.
How do they get out?
They crawl out from underneath the shell, underneath the shield, go to the next spot.
How
do you get to the next fruit? They fly.
They crawl.
They crawl. They have to go through a twig.
That's my understanding. I'm not sure. I'm not.
You look at the USDA yet?
No, I actually read two university studies about it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What's that? So
they crawl over to someplace else, poke themselves in over there.
So they're already
and they
the
move
before you start.
And they don't
remember that.
So wait a second. Shlomo Zalman says, since they crawled to get to the other spot.
That's awesome.
And when they crawl to the other spot, when he crawls to the other spot, it's visible. Okay? So, therefore, when he crawled to the other fruit, it was visible. So at that point, it was already usher. The fact that he afterwards parked himself over here doesn't make a difference. This is not an example, specifically talking about the Machar, it's not an example of a bug that never crawled, even though the bug here seems to be stuck here, and it'll never leave. It's not going anyplace. This bug didn't, because this bug really crawled. He had a crawl, he crawled from here, let's say, this one to over here. Maybe this is the mother and this is the daughter. So move from over here to over here. He had to crawl to over there, and he was visible. Okay.
There's no sure.
Well, the mother also came from somewhere.
What?
Yeah. The mother also came from somewhere.
Well, the mother in the Machaber's case, also came from, everything came from somewhere.
No, obviously, the Machaber said it came from the fruit.
It came from somewhere.
Why not dating the payloads? Why the Machaber?
Okay, so hold your thought. I'm going to ask you to hold. You said it already. Hold it.
They're all the cases?
No, this is horrible, so they don't attach themselves. I don't remember what happened to them.
So,
I don't remember what happens to them. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
There's no sure of crawling, is there?
Okay, now, the truth is, what Rosh Hashanah is talking about is not about the thing itself. It's going to be something that's going to be later in this halacha, when we get to there. So I'm going to hold it from Rosh Hashanah in a second. Okay, Ravaya says, I have to just tell you, there's just a contrast between the two of them say. Ravaya says the same thing, that they crawl. Ravaya says, he spoke to experts, and he said, it's pasha to him that you could see these crawlers as they walk across the fruit. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is not as strong as that. Rosh Hashanah says, people told him that they crawl, and he says, and I don't know what these words mean. He says, "Yecholim lahargish ktsas berichishasim." Okay, you could tell a little bit as they crawl. Okay, maybe we'll tell you a second. What?
Come in there not so fast, so
like turtles,
like very slowly things are moving.
That's what I mean. It means you can notice it. Okay, now the question is like this. What they're saying is like this: How big are the babies? Okay. Okay, I know. The babies are a quarter of a millimeter across. Okay? When I asked...
Quarter of a millimeter?
Quarter of a millimeter across. Okay, think about it. You got to fit 10 or 15 of them underneath... 10 or 15 of them underneath... 10 or 15 of them got to fit under there together with their mother. You know what I mean? There's a mother in there also.
Okay, so they look like a worm?
They look like little nothings. They look a bug, though. Okay, so they got it. They have to all fit under there. When I asked an expert, something like that. When I asked one of the people who wrote these reports, do you think that you would notice them if they were walking across the fruit? I asked them, do you think you would notice them? They said, without magnification, you wouldn't notice them. They're too small.
Yes,
what
does that mean? You wouldn't see the dot, you wouldn't see it's a bug.
I said, would you notice it if it was crawling? If you were watching it crawling across, would you notice it? They said, no, it's too small.
It does make
sense. So, Yossi says,
a quarter of a millimeter is very visible.
Okay, so Yossi said, we argued this out a week or two ago when I was talking.
Let's argue. A quarter of a millimeter is visible.
Okay.
A quarter of a millimeter?
Yeah.
That's talking to you.
What?
That's something.
How big is a millimeter?
That's a centimeter.
That's how big is a millimeter.
Okay.
It's like a pencil.
This is 2 millimeters.
Okay, so
0.5 means what?
You asked a very non-scientific question. You got an answer to a scientific answer. Would you notice them if I was looking at it?
What's 0.5?
Okay, fine. So, they said, so they said is, they said that they would see it. Maybe that's what Shamsam meant, that it's marriage of ksas, because it's really tiny, and if you really have to pay attention to notice it moving. So they're saying is that the bug moved across the fruit. You would notice it moving across as is. It would be an example of what the Mechaber says of a bug that stuck, but it had an earlier life. In order to get there, it had to have crawled over from across the fruit or from wherever it crawled over to, and therefore they say it's us. Okay. Now, the question is, this is what I think David was trying to say. Well, I'm going to tell you what David was trying to say, which is what they're saying, not like what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, if you have a bug that's inside of a fruit, it's inside of the beans, so you say that bug is bogus mutter. Is that not like what we're saying over here? We're saying over here is, since these bugs have to crawl from one place to another, even though right now they're stuck, they're still us anyhow, because they once crawled. Because even though we don't see it crawling, but they once crawled, and we're assuming that you're able to see them. Okay, take what they're saying, that you're able to see them crawling. Is that different than the Mechaber? The Mechaber also has, oh, you have a bug, that look where it is, it's stuck in that place also, but we could see right that same bug crawled also. Where did that bug come from? Where did he come from? He came from somebody. The same, in other words, like this bug, we only know that it crawled because you paid enough attention. Scientists have been watching it because they watch it because it makes the fruit look bad. Okay, so they pay attention to it, they care about these fruit. So they're watching it for long enough, and somebody figured out, hey, it crawled from over there to over there. So would we see that? Is that the same thing about the beans? What is that different than the beans? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not the same thing. So it seemed to me that the two ways to explain, maybe you're thinking this, but two ways to explain what is different than the Mechaber's cases. First of all, in our case, we already know that they move. Okay? We know that these bugs, these citrus scales, have crawl across the fruit. They have this crawler stage, and maybe if the beans, we don't know anything about it. If we knew about it specifically, the crawl, maybe we would ask that kid.
Well, it's based on science, we know that they move.
So maybe if we look at the beans.
Go to the bean scientist, they'll say it really
moves. No, that's back. Correct. Maybe if we.
But
if we
the Halakha says it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
The Mechaber is saying this. His example was, he looked at the beans, he sees bugs in there that don't show any obvious way of being able to move. So he said, so they didn't move. If we would find out that they really did move, so then that might be different. But he was just looking at what he was looking at, what the Mitzvah said he looked at. Okay? That's a question. If you want to explain that he's not arguing the Mechaber, or you could say is the Mechaber's case is a little different than ours. In the Mechaber's case is the bug is in the fruit, okay, and it's covered over by the rest of the fruit. Okay, there doesn't seem to be any apparent way for the bug to have gotten into this thing. As opposed to in our case, it's not really in the fruit. It's not sandwiched inside of the fruit. It's on the top of the fruit with a cover on top of it. It lends itself to the more believing that it crawled it from the outside. The way it looks, which is it's on the top, and it plopped the cover on top of itself, gives the impression that it came from the outside. When you look and say, hey, well, where did it come from? It came from the outside, as opposed to deep inside the fruit. Where did it come from? It must have been born in there. Because where could it have come from? There's no opening to come from the outside. Okay, so maybe that's why it's... Okay, now.
Also, the other thing is that the scales are not... If there's room for the mother and the various... offspring. So would that be still considered a
makom tzar? Is it a makom tzar? Why? Because the mother... Wait, one second. You're not going to say that question. Just hold on one second, okay? Okay, just real... two
paragraphs. But it can move because it got the skin from there.
Okay, now, before you go on, you have to remember is that we're talking about in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that if it doesn't move, it's mutter. Okay, so that's the question is within the Mechaber. I told you that the Ramah says that even if it does move, it's us anyhow. Okay, so it's not a question according to the Ramah. Who cares if it never moved? The thing that's stuck there, so what if it's stuck there? Let's say, forget about that it was a crawler stage. If it was stuck there, it was stuck there. It never moved. Okay, so then, according to the Ramah, at least on the L'chakhila level, it would be us anyhow. It's like, in that regard, I don't want to mention to you that Rav Vosner says that if he learns pshat like that in the Minchas Yaakov, that says that even the Machmirim, about bugs, they say that if the bug's on the fruit, it's also even if it never crawled, only say that if the bug has legs. If the bug can crawl. Even though it didn't crawl, it could have crawled. But these guys have no legs. Okay, by the time they're on here, when they attach onto here, that's it. They get rid of their legs. So what you said about the bug...
Even then a worm doesn't have legs.
I don't mean legs. An ability to move, let me change that. Doesn't have any tools to move with. So worms wiggle across and get to legs. This one that's over here can't move anymore.
How did it get there?
it crawls over here, and then it gets rid of its legs. It doesn't need them anymore. It doesn't need them anymore. No, they have no use. Yeah, they have no legs anymore.
They should take their legs off. Unbelievable.
They lose their skin also. Okay, so what you said about the mother moving around, the mother can't physically move around. Okay, not only because she's stuck in, but she got no legs. She had no place, and she had no reason to go any place. Life is good. I mean, everything is here, everything you need. Okay, it's not clear that the Mechashach really says that. That's what Rav Ossian said. It's not so clear. I mean, you look at it, you see it's not so clear. But according to that, the Ramah and the Mechaber hold the same thing about these books. Okay, now, the good news for us is that because these scales don't look very pretty, they make the fruit not look good. Most of you see here, I think, is this kind of stuff is discoloration, but most of the stuff that you see on this stuff is, the citrus scale doesn't look nice. So they do use all kinds of pesticides, etc., to make sure that to keep away these citrus scale. They keep them away. In Eretz Yisrael, it seems that it's more common. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, it's part of...
Peels anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
In Eretz Yisrael, they tell people to peel, to take off the citrus scale before you peel the orange. Okay, that's what they tell them. In Eretz Yisrael, it seems, I don't know, that it's more common. It's like, we tell people to check your lettuce. And the reason is because if you peel an orange... Okay, by hand, you peel an orange by hand, you'll end up with citrus scale on your hand, and then they'll get into your food. You're going to peel it, and your hand will now be...
I thought it's so tight that you have to scrape it off.
Yeah, and when you peel an orange, you're breaking apart the thing. It just does. When you peel it apart, the pieces come apart, and it ends up in your hand. It's like in America, we tell people, check your lettuce.
No,
when you take...
Now, wait a second.
It's not clear to me if a person got it off by mistake. Not that he was trying with the tweezers. He got it off by mistake. Would he get off the whole thing? I would guess. I don't really know. But that the part that's stuck inside, the rostrum, would not get off so easily. I don't really know. But maybe you get off the peel. My guess is what you get off is the shield and maybe part of the body. I don't know if you get off the inside. Which would be it's a question of a barrier. Would it be a barrier with
the ricer, right? The bugs are
potentially with the ricer, yes.
It goes in your hand,
then it gets in your hand and gets stuck into your... It gets into your food. Well, your food, is it a barrier? I would suspect that you're not getting the whole thing off. No, the part that's stuck in is not going to come out. I'm not sure. Okay. And you should know the shield itself.
That's a good question too. If it loses its leg, does it lose its shield?
It wouldn't be a barrier. No, it would not be a barrier. And
so then every
the shield.
Who told you that?
What? He has
a live bug who the teva loses his leg.
Oh, you mean loses his leg because it gets
rid of
it?
Right.
Oh, no, then it's a barrier. Yeah, of course it's a barrier. I think that's loses it broke off the leg. No, that's just life.
It's
a broke off a leg, but it's still alive. Is this a barrier?
If it lost a leg, like if a cat lost a leg, that's not a barrier. Even we talked about it a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's
about
okay, so the wet rega, but the truth is, what you're probably going to get the most off is this shield on the top, okay? It's not so clear to me that shield is also. What is that peel made out of? The top that's protecting the bug. What's it made out of? It's made out of wax, which is not edible, and it's made out of molted skin, which probably, I don't know if it is. Rabbi says it's also. I'm not sure. Rabbi says the molted, so it's a mixture between molted skin and wax. I guess you'd have to know more about the science of what the numbers are and how edible, blah, 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 whether that stuff is also. Okay, now, here in America, where they're better about pesticiding and getting rid of these bugs, their main hakpadas are on citrus fruits that we eat. Citrus fruits that are for juicing, they couldn't care less, right? These are juice oranges, but for juice oranges, no one cares what they're going to look like because you're not eating them anyhow. They don't have to have that shelf appeal. So those oranges, they're not as makdoran. Okay, so if you want to find them, if you go to the fruit store, the regular oranges that you eat, that are meant for eating, are beautiful. They all look stunning. They don't have those things. This actually is from a... But these that are for juicing are... I'm catching attention. Even though all of this is not scale. The fact that they don't care about this dirt, that this discoloration, it's the same thing. It's not on their mind because you're not eating it anyhow. But of course, the good news is that if you make it into juice, then any bugs that get in there are juice becoming juice and...
We have a company that makes essential oil by scraping juices. Or juice peels.
Yes. So juice the oils, that wouldn't be as big. But when what happens if you want to make juice, mamish? So you want to make juice. They squeeze the whole orange together with all their scales that fall into there. It would be bottled if you put it into there. Whether you want to do the chatkila, halacha yudal. Okay, we'll have to wait for halacha yudal. We'll have to wait for halacha yudal to find out about whether you let do whether we let do it. Now,
if you peel away this, can you ever see this as a bug?
You would not recognize it as bug. You could try now. You won't recognize it as a bug. It doesn't have anything that makes it look like a bug. It looks like the shield. That's really what you're going to see. And this. What you're going to see there is not going to be anything that's going to jump out at you and say,
maybe it's not luckily a bug anymore.
Okay, so now, that is the main part of the question Rav Shlomo Zalman really is talking about, but we're not up to that yet. That's going to be for a little later in this halacha. That's really what Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking about, is not about whether it's cruel. That's like a side part of what he's talking about. Really, he's talking about is how big does something have to be usher, how recognizable does it have to be?
I'm not talking about the side.
How recognizable does it have to be the usher? That's going to be hopefully in 2 times. Hopefully in 9 years. Halacha Vav. No, it's halacha Vav. Hopefully in 2 times.
Answer your question, please.